Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Odyssey Adventure Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Adventures in Odyssey Clubhouse Magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
If you've been following Odyssey closely, you know it's finally happened. Spoiler alert, Wooten and Penny got married.
What? They're married? Just kidding. If you haven't heard A Very Bassett Wedding, you can listen now in the club on CD or digital download.
And if you haven't listened yet, you should probably skip this podcast because it's going to be Spoiler City.
And it has to be because it's time we answered some questions. Like, how does milk turn into cheese? How does a U.S. territory become a state? And how did A Very Bassett Wedding come together?
Well, I'm sure that writer-director Kathy Buchanan and sound designer Jonathan Groh can answer at least one of those questions.
But which one? We'll have to listen and find out.
Oh, boy.
Well, we've got two of our favorites in the Odyssey family in studio today with Kathy Buchanan and Jonathan Groh. So thanks for joining us.
I like that. How do you like that, Kathy? He called us his favorites.
One of his favorites.
Oh, there's
because
more.
Well, there's others.
You're not. Yeah. I mean, if it was just me, it would be the favorite.
The favorite, yes.
Way to bring me up to bring me down there, Jesse.
All right. Well, Kathy, so let's start with you. You know, there were quite a few hiccups along the way to Wooten and Penny's wedding. So are any of those based on real events or something that maybe happened to you or somebody you know?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
And I'm glad there's nobody I can think of that had a wedding like this. I don't want to have a wedding like this.
So where did the ideas for this wedding come from? Because it was a little different.
Well, when I sat down to start writing the show, I knew that there has to be some drama. There has to be stuff that happens that goes wrong in a wedding. But yet you don't want it to be questions about Penny and Wooten's relationship, because they did have a strong relationship and they were going to get married, and we didn't want people to question that. And so I had this whole list of things that could go wrong at weddings and kind of picked and chose some of those that thought, yeah, that would happen at Penny and Wooten's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Even as far as Penny and Wooten getting married at the rehearsal dinner, I thought that would be something very typical of them, because they're not necessarily this, let's get all fancy and let's have this perfect day. That's just not their personality. And so I thought they would be the type of people that would just be like, you know, forget all this. Let's just get married now.
I love it. It was a great surprise. And Jonathan, did you incorporate any of your experiences from attending weddings into the sound design?
No. Not that I can really think of. I mean, it's just, I guess, subconsciously, maybe. We've all been to a lot of weddings.
You were at my wedding.
I was at Kathy's wedding, and it was very unusual.
And Nathan's wedding.
That's right. It was very unusual, too. So, yeah, I've been to some unusual weddings in my life, so maybe I did incorporate some into it, but nothing consciously, Jesse.
Kathy, couples in the real world, we need to think about a lot of things before deciding to get married.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like setting up those dilemmas and challenges for a fictional couple? And when was it first decided that Penny and Wooten were going to eventually tie the knot?
Well, when I first heard the news, I was in Starbucks writing feverishly away on a script. I don't remember which one. And Paul McCusker came in and he was telling me about this show that he's working on, this 14-part thing. And he said, and at the end, I was just writing, and it kind of just wrote himself, and Wooten proposed to Penny. And I said, no, you can't do that. And that was how it began.
No, wait a minute. Why? You weren't crazy about the idea?
No, because I was like, I didn't know if it could work with because they're such unique characters, and they're funny, and would they lose some of that if they were in a serious relationship, and would they have to mature and grow up more than what we'd want them to be? And so I was very hesitant at first about them getting married.
And you'd already gone through that with Eugene and Katrina and seen a dynamic change there,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah, and so I was like, do we really need this again? Do we really need another couple in Odyssey? And I was pretty uncertain about it, and I argued my points and
lost.
lost
typically.
Significantly. And really, and now, of course, I see it more, even though at first I was pretty uncertain.
Well, for somebody who wasn't completely sold on the idea, you did a great job of writing the episode.
Yeah, well, this show centers on marriage and traditions. So did you and your husband have any traditions that just had to be in your wedding?
We didn't, but we do have a story of Sean's sister thinking that something was a big tradition that really wasn't. And that was, we had this big vase that we were using for our foot washing that I just picked up at a store, but it was very classic and ornate looking. And so after the rehearsal dinner, she had taken that to bring the next day for the wedding, and she had tripped and fell, and it just shattered into,
oh no,
you know, 100 pieces or something. And so she and her husband went out to get glue to glue this thing, oh, no, this vase back together. And I mean, it's going to be filled with water the next day, so it had to be pretty watertight. And so they spent like hours that night gluing this vase back together, and or this pitcher, this glass pitcher back together. And we went to the ceremony the next day and got back from the honeymoon, and I was talking to her on the phone, and she told me about it. And she's like, I was so nervous it would leak and da-da-da-da. And I said, you know, you could just get that at Hobby Lobby. Like, it was $10 or just anything would have worked. You didn't even have to do that. So she went through all this effort, and it was very, very sweet and yet not all that necessary.
Well, we hear the full wedding vows in this episode. Mm-hmm. Throughout the production process, there was some talk about fading out and not hearing the full vows. Why did you choose to leave them in?
Throughout the entire show, I mean, from when I first started outlining it, I really wanted the vows to be complete. Because I thought, as much as there's silliness and quirkiness and fun in this show, they are committing their lives to each other, and it is a serious and sacred time, and they would take that seriously and with that kind of awe. And I wanted that moment of and all this fun, this is a beautiful and holy thing that we're saying.
Also, it was interesting that the vows were very traditional. Mm-hmm. How did you arrive at that, Kathy?
That was actually something that Paul had mentioned, which I totally agreed with when he said it. And this was, again, kind of earlier, way earlier on. But saying that you know, I can see them having a church wedding with traditional vows. And I thought, yeah, they would. I think that's something that they would be, they would have that holy moment.
Mm-hmm. We did have to fade the vows out, though, for the broadcast version.
Did you?
We're tighter on time with broadcast version, so we faded it out for the broadcast version. But if you get the retail version, it has the whole thing.
So on CD or in the Odyssey Adventure Club, they can hear all of it.
Yes, that's right, Bob.
Good to know.
Yeah, you know, it was a serious episode and a very you know, honoring, thought-provoking. But this is Penny and Wooten, right?
Right.
I mean, so there's going to be jokes. There's going to be hilarity. What was your favorite joke from this episode?
Oh, my goodness. I loved Penny's parents. And from when we first introduced them in Words from the Wise, I mean, I just remember sitting in the studio recording them and thinking, they're perfect. Like, they're so who Penny's parents would be. And, I mean, Penny's mom even sounds like her a little bit. And it was just, I just love their characters. I love the actors that play them. They really enjoy it. They really embody these characters. And so I love the scenes like in the hotel room and the WD-40 and all the kind of things that they went to, the little bickering, but still loving each other deeply beneath it all. And so they were probably some of my favorite jokes throughout the show.
Jonathan, how about you? Did you have any jokes or anything maybe that had an audio component to it that you had a chance to execute? What did you think?
Well, there were a lot of audio components that I struggled with and had to work on. And one of them was when Kathy was just mentioning about Frank and Eleanor were in the hotel room, and Frank was trying to fix the pipes. I mean, fix the pipes in the hotel room? Really? Give me a break. But trying to get the perspective that he went down under the counter and started fixing the pipes and getting the processing right to create that. That was very difficult. It took quite a bit of time.
You know, and getting the right sound is so important. And there are lot of phone calls in this episode, too. So how do you make it sound like they're on the phone? Is it a filter? Is it a device? Can you just hit a button?
It's all of those things, Jazzy.
Okay.
Take your pick. So there's the regular mic that we use for our recording. And then we have another little device. It's an actual phone piece from a British phone. You know, the pickup
Oh, funny.
That's inside
yeah.
the phone?
Yeah.
And it's hooked up so that we can wire it into the into the audio. And so the actor will hold that device and talk on the mic. So we have the two that we can choose. And that's how I did it.
You know, we've talked a lot on the podcast about the first step of putting these shows together is the voice edit. After it's been recorded, you edit the voices. And the show's pretty just, it's simple. It's just the voices, and then you get it, Jonathan, and you have to put in footsteps, room tone, music, all that kind of stuff. So walk us through that. What do you add first? What comes last? How does that process work?
I start with my own unique way, hand scratching on the paper, on the script, putting down where I want the music to come in and out and what kind of music I want. We call it music cues. Mm-hmm. And once that's done, the voice track is done and ready, I send it off to John Campbell. And John Campbell has been working on the show and scoring music for it for...
Oh, ever and ever.
He's the old man of Odyssey, yes. And he starts working on the music. And then I turn my attention, or we turn our attention, whoever's working on the show, to putting in the effects. And the first thing we do, we have a sound effect server with over 100,000 sound effects, and we start to build the scene as far as the ambiences, what's going on in the background. And we try and make it as interesting as we can there. And then once we get that done, we move into the Foley studio. And the Foley is really where we add a lot of the human sound effects. So if somebody's walking in, we walk in. If they're picking up a phone, we'll pick it up. Do those kind of things in the Foley. It adds a sense of realism, movement. Then it comes to getting the music back, putting it in, having all the effects in, and then the mix.
Right. Okay.
And the mix is where it either happens or it doesn't.
As an experienced sound designer, are you more attuned to sounds everywhere you go? And when you're in a room, are you hearing the way people's footsteps fall or paper shuffling or pens tapping? Do you have these superhuman hearing powers, Jonathan?
I'm hearing things now.
No one else can.
I'm breathing.
There are dogs barking.
I heard a tap on the table. I don't know. I do sometimes think about sounds because our ears are so good at picking up sounds and placing them around the spectrum. And you just can't do that with microphones. So you have to create that and layer to try and get the right sound. So, for example, if we're outside in an outdoor scene, well, we'll hear birds. But it's not just birds that we hear. We hear traffic off in the distance. We might hear a church bell. We might hear trains going by and clinking and clanking and things like that. And to me, that's almost like an interesting game.
Mm-hmm. So what's next for Mr. and Mrs. Bassett?
Well, you're going to have to wait a little bit to hear that, because in this next album, we're not going to have Penny and Wooten show up because they are going to be on their honeymoon. Mm-hmm. So, but after that... they're going to come back and we're going to hear some of those adventures that they had on that honeymoon, which I think will be a lot of fun.
I'm intrigued.
You should be.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us and for a very memorable and, as we said before, monumental episode. Thanks for all the efforts you put into that to getting Penny and Wooten married off.
That's
very
exciting. A lot of fun.
You're welcome.
So that's how milk becomes cheese.
What?
Well, I bet a lot of our listeners have questions of their own and possibly about things other than cheese.
Possibly. When we come to the end of an album, we always open up our phone lines to hear from you. If you have any questions for the Odyssey team about A Very Bassett Wedding, Maury, Suzu, Buck, or anything that happened in album 61 without a hitch.
Or if you're curious about what's coming up in album 62, Let's Put On a Show.
Just call us at 1-855-784-WIT. Always make sure you have your parents' permission before you call. You may hear your question on the next installment of Ask the Producers early next year.
And as we're headed toward Christmas, the only thing I'm missing from Odyssey right now is a Christmas-themed episode.
You're right, Jess. Album 61 didn't have a Christmas story, but we do have one in the Odyssey Adventure Club. It's called Untech the Halls. Let's hear a preview now.
This month on the Odyssey Adventure Club, the Parker family is out of control.
You're still watching the game?
Oh, yeah, it's on my phone.
Even during dinner?
It's time for drastic action as Ava decides they'll find a Christmas tree together.
But the outing will be tech-free. No phones, tablets, electronic games, nothing.
We're doomed.
This month, only on the Odyssey Adventure Club.
You can join the club at oaclub.org.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. Our website is witsend.org/podcast.
Or give us a jingle at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.
Kathy, something that was a little unusual for us, after the credits of the show, we actually came back with another scene about Jules. Tell us about that.
Well, originally, I hadn't planned on having that in there, but at some point, we realized, oh, the next show, Jules is going to be back, so what if we introduced her at the end of this show? And I was thinking, oh, really? Another thing to add to this show? Seriously? But then as I started putting it in, I thought, this could be a really fun moment, and in the midst of this wedding reception, to have her just kind of show up there. And so I really was pleased with how it ended up and that we got Jules back in a bit of a surprise twist.
When people don't expect it, you're giving them more.
Exactly.
That's our job, Bob.